Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY. I'm Jennifer Lynn at 7:44. Hillary Clinton has accepted her party's nomination for President of the United States. She offered an acceptance speech that was firm on issues and critical of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. It was her moment to introduce and reintroduce herself to viewers and listeners, potential voters. WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies was at the Wells Fargo Center last night taking in the pageantry and Mrs. Clinton's speech. He joins us now. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Last night, Hillary Clinton had her big moment. Did she get the job done?
You know, everybody has their own take. We just heard the NPR Cruz analysis. You know, political oratory is not her strong suit, but it was well-crafted and warmly received by this crowd. I don't think it broke any new ground in making a personal, emotional connection with voters. You know, it struck me that just as with the Republican speakers in Cleveland, they all seem most effective when they're attacking their opponent. That's just where a lot of the passion is in this election.
Dave, you covered the RNC last week and the DNC this week. What comparisons are you making now that both have drawn to a close?
Well, you know, Jennifer, as much as I love my hometown, I think Cleveland seemed to work better logistically, just in terms of traffic and the functionality of the arena. You know, part of that is that the Republican convention is just smaller, about half as many delegates as the Democrats. But, you know, it did work here. I think visitors seemed to love the city despite the heat. And, you know, the Philadelphia police promised a light touch with protesters. I was a little skeptical that this would work as well as Mayor Kenney predicted, but I think it did, and the city deserves some real credit for that.
It seems the big question still for both conventions was, will the parties unite? Did they unite? There's a lot of strife still within both parties. Which did better?
The Democrats always have a tougher time with this. You know, the old saying is that when you're talking about inter-party disputes, the Republicans work it out while the Democrats fight it out. And you kind of saw that this week. You know, at the Democratic convention, the insurgents were there and at times got pretty loud. Here's a bit of what I heard from some Bernie Sanders delegates who walked out after the nominating vote Tuesday night.
What the Democratic Party has done is disgusting. It is shameless, and we should all, as Americans, be disgusted.
You know, I'm 18 years old. It's not like I'm a loyal member of the Democratic Party. You know, I'm not loyal to the party. I'm loyal to what this country needs to do to change.
Intense emotions.
Yeah, those folks are angry. They are not committed to Hillary Clinton, but, you know, they were here and in the convention, you know, unlike the Republicans who were disaffected, mostly stayed away from Cleveland. You know, the Bushes, Mitt Romney, a lot of the Pennsylvania delegation in Congress. So while they're passively wary of their candidate, they weren't there throwing rocks during the convention. This is a bit of an interview I did with a guy in Cleveland, a Pennsylvania delegate named Ash Carey, not a Trump guy at all in the primary process, but who's now totally on board.
You will tell your grandkids and great-grandkids that you were there in 2016 when the change took place. This is almost like when we signed the Declaration of Independence. One-third of the country was against it. And so today, a lot of people are against about Donald Trump. But you know what? This country needs a kick in the pants at this time.
So that kind of enthusiasm from a convert is what you saw in Cleveland.
Dave, memorable moments from the conventions for you.
Sure. I mean, among the speeches, Michelle Obama and Bill Clinton among the Democrats. And earlier last night, Kaiser Khan, the Muslim father whose son was an army captain killed in action, pulled a copy of the Constitution out of his pocket to challenge Donald Trump. Among Republican speeches, Rudy Giuliani was memorable. And, of course, Donald Trump. Not that it was so beautifully delivered, but it was certainly powerful and controversial. Among atmospherics, you know, you saw among the Democrats, the Bernie Sanders supporters lending an element of unpredictability, chanting, walking out. And at the Republican convention, the lock her up chant, which we just heard from Sarah McCammon, has now moved to the campaign trail, which is pretty striking in just the harshness.
Led by
and
Chris
some
Christie.
Smaller moments, you know, Paul Ryan speaking to the Pennsylvania delegation and all but not mentioning Donald Trump's name. And Ed Rendell weeping on the convention floor during the roll call vote that nominated Hillary Clinton. I'll always remember that.
Dave, let's look ahead a little bit. New Jersey and Delaware are usually pretty safe blue states. Will Pennsylvania really be the battleground that some are billing it to be?
Well, I think both campaigns see it that way, and you can tell by the resources they're committing. You know, Trump was in Scranton Wednesday with his running mate Mike Pence. Clinton has a rally in Philadelphia today, then off for an appearance in four Pennsylvania cities, Harrisburg, Johnstown, Pittsburgh, Youngstown. Interesting, she's working cities and blue-collar towns rather than the Philadelphia suburbs, which will be a key battleground. I think she'll be back. The Trump campaign still doesn't have much organization in Pennsylvania. Maybe they don't care. They're counting on his mass appeal, but in a close election, that could matter. And as you and I discussed earlier in the week, Jennifer, some powerful local Republican fundraisers are coming together and beginning to raise money for Trump, and that should pay for some staff and TV advertising in the fall. The Clinton campaign is staffed and ready.
All right. Thank you for the debrief. WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies. You can follow Dave's reports at newsworks.org. Decision 2016. His blog is called Off Mic.